You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah.
Still working?
Con? I think so. Con.
Okay. Con's last day.
Convoy.
Not last day. His last day working with us because Todd's going to be back tomorrow.
So. Well, we'll see about that.
We like Con better. We're going to take a vote.
Convoy.
Yes.
You all right there?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday.
I got here, and I called Con. I didn't see him here. And I'm like, dude, you know, where are you? I didn't even look out the window. He's sitting in his car eating breakfast. I'm like, oh, okay. So he was here early. But having...
What does a Con have for breakfast?
No, he's a healthy guy. Get this. I asked him that. I thought for sure it was a McDonald's drive-thru. Uh-uh.
What was it?
Con? Watermelon, right?
It was watermelon, and I had some scrambled eggs.
That's...
Ooh, that sounds weird. The watermelon and scrambled
eggs.
Weird,
A little weird.
Well, watermelon's my favorite, so I...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I enjoy it with everything.
Scrambled eggs.
That's kind of healthy, though, I think.
Really healthy.
You might be onto something there, Con.
Well, you know, you eat the watermelon and then don't eat it together, obviously.
Oh, I thought it was kind of like mixed together or something.
No.
Oh, that's what I thought when you said that. So that's what I thought. Okay.
We're in a hurry. We only take so many spoonfuls. So spoonfuls, we just.
Con, we're old. You have to eat.
Right. As long as it's.
Well, all right. So I have eggs and watermelon on the side.
Okay. That's great.
That's good. That's good.
You know what I've been eating? What? Why do you always do that?
Because it's, you know, it's funny because I was talking to somebody yesterday. She goes, you know, you guys sure talk about food a lot.
It's the nourishment of life, lady.
One night, that's what she said. I said, well, we're on a program. So anyway, yes. What? Hey, I'm going to try something today, too, when I get home. I didn't have time this morning.
Okay. Here's what I eat.
I'm getting back to my blender.
I'm 211, by the way. Not bad. Not horrible. What?
Just wait. That's good, isn't
that's
it?
That's okay. I was down to 209.
Oh, you're 209.
Put a couple on quickly.
Yeah. Okay, so I told you I went to the
You know what I've been drinking? I shouldn't say this.
No, don't drink alcohol, man. Mm-mm.
Well, then I won't say it.
Yeah.
So anyway, but no, here's what I've been eating. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I get these frozen chicken breasts from Aldi, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
They have good meat there, actually. They buy right.
Yeah.
They buy, a lot of their beef comes from AFG, which is really, really good beef. So.
Oh.
Anyway.
Sweet. Okay. So chicken breasts. All you got to do is put them in the microwave for 10 minutes.
I don't like microwave chicken, but okay.
Okay. I don't know how to use an oven, Jim. I've told you that.
That's true. You're right. So
and I don't want to fry it because I feel like it's going to stink up my place when I fry stuff.
Then fry it in garlic. Do you like to smell garlic?
I love garlic.
Okay.
So I love garlic.
You have that stuff that's ground up already, don't you?
I did. Yeah, those little jars.
Well, don't buy a little jar. That's too expensive. Buy the bigger jar.
Yeah, they
ain't
cheap. I'll be honest with you.
No, that little jar's like $4.99. You get a big jar for like $7.99. So, and it's probably three or four of those little jars. So, yeah, you get a big jar, especially if you use it. Like, and I like garlic too.
Oh, I would eat it. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's, okay. That's
but anyway, but all listen right. to me. This is healthy.
Okay.
I'm helping people. So, I heat it up for 10 minutes in the microwave, the chicken. Then.
Isn't that a little rubbery when it comes out?
Oh, God, could I continue? Could
okay,
I just?
I don't know, man. I don't know why you're not. Do you have an air fryer? Do you have an air fryer?
No.
Do you have an air fryer? That's chicken in the microwave. That's not the best way to cook it. Why don't you bake it?
Just let me know when you're. Con, let me know when he's done.
What if you're saying that? Con, do you eat chicken? Would you take a frozen chicken breast and put it in the microwave?
Well, no,
you heat up food in the microwave. That's why that's what they're for.
I mean, I would thaw it before anything.
Yeah, well, you know what, Con? You're not me.
All right. I just think you have other resources.
Can I just finish?
Okay.
So I put it in the microwave for 10 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then I put it in the frying pan with olive oil. I cut it up into small cubes, cubule type things, and I put it in the frying pan with olive oil, okay? And eggs and jalapeno peppers. And I put some of the jalapeno juice in there to cook
okay.
it in.
That's good. All right, that's good. That's good. Well, I don't know why you wouldn't do the whole thing like that.
What do you mean?
Why do you put it in the microwave? Just cut the chicken into cubes. You know, slice the chicken breast in half because it's too thick. But
right.
cut it up in cubes and put it in with the, just do it in the frying pan.
Well, because eggs only take like 2 minutes versus cooking at the chicken.
Who says
like,
you got to put everything in at the same time? Just put
what else are you going to do?
Put the chicken in first. Wait till that gets, you know, almost done and then throw the eggs in. And then put some lettuce. Do you put some lettuce, spinach in there?
No.
That'd be good. Some tomatoes?
Nope. Jalapenos.
Oh, jalapenos, that's good.
But the jalapeno the garlic juice is really yeah. good to cook eggs with, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a little vinegar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
No.
I don't get the microwave thing, though. But huh? anyway.
What do you mean?
I don't know why you're using the microwave, because that makes the chicken more rubbery.
Because I don't want to get food poisoning. How's that?
You do it my way, you wouldn't get food poisoning. It cooks. It's just that it cooks first. So you don't, this is the reason why you don't, this is the reason you use the microwave is you don't know that you could cook the chicken first and then add the jalapenos and eggs later. But you could, and that's what you should do. And you should throw in like a teaspoon of garlic.
That's yeah, I would. That. Yeah, garlic I would if I had the garlic.
Then you
but
about
it goes through
it
so fast. That's one of those things where you buy it and it's like you use it twice and it's gone.
Well, it's because you buy that little jar for
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm proud of myself.
That's good. Yeah, that's much better than a lot of other stuff you've shared with us. So, yeah, good.
I pretty much don't drink anymore. What?
Did you get that, Con? That's, like, you think that's definitive? I pretty much don't drink anymore.
But when I do.
Do you drink a lot?
No.
Oh,
I don't. I only buy little bottles. I like buy the
that's
little bottles.
That's more expensive, too.
Hey,
you
Dad. Should,
well, you're always talking to me about, you know, okay, whatever. All right, I'm just saying, I'm trying to help you a little bit.
But you know what is a really good summer drink? Actually, I did this last night, sat out on my patio where it was 116 degrees. Okay, I felt like, you know what song I kept thinking of? Hot Child, Summer in the City, yeah. Back of my neck's getting dirty and gritty.
Red and pretty, right?
Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, that Tennessee whiskey, Tennessee Convoy, what's the name of that stuff? It's kind of like a red ball. It's a Jack Daniel's, but it's a red label.
Yeah, that
Jack
is
Daniel's red label.
I believe that's the Tennessee.
That's expensive.
Jack is yeah. No Jack Fire.
That's why I only buy yes.
Jack Fire.
That's why I only buy real little bottles. What?
Because this is what he does, Con. He'll go buy eight little bottles. He could buy one big bottle and have like 12 or 13 little bottles, but he doesn't think like that. But probably it's better for you. You know what? I'll take that back. It's better for you to buy the little bottles because if you have a big bottle, you might drink too
much. I would. Much.
I know. Okay. So
I would.
It's like discipline in the little bottles.
Yes.
All right.
I'm disciplined.
Okay.
What?
I got big bottles of vodka and gin.
No, I got little bottles. The biggest bottle of booze I've had is the one that you gave me at your Christmas party.
Yeah. Okay. I don't. Yeah.
All
I don't
I'm
drink,
is,
so that's.
I know you don't. All I'm saying is it's a perfect summer drink.
So what was in there?
Just that. I just drink it right out of the bottle. Isn't that kind of sad?
I thought you were going to tell me that you remember that bar we went to and they kind of grilled the lemons and
yeah.
it was like smoked.
Yeah, I do. Where was that? Was that?
That was good.
Was that Zamboli's? Zambini's?
No, I don't think they have a grill in there.
Where was that?
That was good. That's they did kind of. They took a lemon. I think it was like it could have been. Vodka. I'm not sure. But then
you're right.
They took the lemon and they
no, Jim, they brought it here, didn't they?
Oh, they brought it here.
They brought it here.
And it was it was like a smoked
yeah.
vodka tonic. It was really
with, like,
refreshing.
Smoked lemon.
Yeah. That was good.
Who was that? That would be a perfect summer type
that
drink.
Would be a great because you couldn't have a grill though on your deck, can you?
No. I could just use a candle or something even.
That smoke flavor. I could maybe, you know, we live close enough. I could run some.
Where
smoke.
Was it? Oh my gosh! No,
that was a good.
Got me
good
thinking about that, but I
refreshing.
Think they brought it here.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't go out.
Got a text here. Jim is quite snarky this morning, and that's from Snarky Brian.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Brian. What does that say? Something.
Brian, I'm getting ready. You are the educator. I have to teach today at 8:30, so I'm kind of getting ready for the students. That's why I'm snarky.
Have you ever flunked anybody?
No, I've. Well, it's like drop this class or I'm going to flunk you.
Oh, okay.
One of those things. So they drop because they don't want that on their record. D's, I told you at TC, they don't transfer. And a lot of kids go to TC, save a little bit of money, go there for 1 or 2 years, then transfer to GB. And, you know, these, yeah, that's too bad.
You know, isn't it crazy, though, when you look back on things, and I did it, believe it or not, the one smart thing I've done in my lifetime was going to a junior college or community college first. Right. It's the exact same classes that I would have had at Arizona State University for 10 times the amount. It was still English 101 whatever, for a tenth of the amount.
And sometimes, like at TC, they'll help you with some remedial things at no cost. Like, say, look, you should be a little bit more advanced in math. And they'll, like, coach you along. They have great student support at that place. So, but, I mean, if you can't get a D, and that's too bad. I felt bad about it, and they were all upset about it. But I'm like, look, man.
What are you going to do?
Right.
You know what were great classes to have for those kind of things that's not in your major? The ones where they had a program for teachers, for future educators, where they wanted them to just have some knowledge of, like I said, that physics class was going to be that, although I dropped it halfway through the syllabus. But those types, where it's just to give you a taste of those things.
Yeah.
Those are good classes.
Well, that's called a... That was one of my concerns.
I walked out halfway through the syllabus.
But no, you did halfway through the syllabus. What does that mean? Syllabus is the outline of the course.
Yeah.
Right? So you got halfway through the course.
I got halfway through the professor going through the syllabus.
Oh, you do. Okay. So, I got up and left. Like 20 minutes. Yeah. I thought you were talking about 4 weeks.
Oh, it wasn't 20. It was probably 14 minutes. 12. I got up and walked out. Through the syllabus.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that...
I just knew it right then. It's ain't like, gonna happen. You know what? This ain't gonna work. I'm out. Yeah. Got a text here from Michael. He says, Jim, I'd love to be a guest professor in your business class. I'll bring microwave chicken for the students as a treat.
Thank you, Michael. I'll take half of that. I will take you as a... I love bringing
in... He would be a good professor.
You'd be a good speaker.
He would be really good.
Although, yes. I like... And I think I'm gonna work for him. That'd be a good deal.
Michael's hiring me.
Yeah, well... No, they can't respond. I like bringing in guest speakers for like...
How come you never asked me?
An hour. You know who's going to speak at my class is Nick. I just love side hustle
Nick
entrepreneurs.
Who?
Cheese Curd Nick?
Oh, yeah, that's
that
good.
That dude has his whole business financials on his phone. Like everybody looks at him and goes, oh, that guy's just, you know, hand to mouth. It's like, no, that guy knows what he's doing. He's got savings and he's going to come in and talk. Michael would be great. Anything that has... to educate the businesses, the students on business in the real world.
Yeah.
Because the theory, we have so many books and articles, and even today we got to watch some video on. It's interesting. Today we learn about different types of.
Do you ever do film clips? No. Remember those?
Yeah.
Convoy.
Turn that.
Do you have film clips?
No. No, today's about like entities, right? Sole proprietorship, partnership, LLC.
I could do that.
Yeah.
What?
You do have your own LLC.
I did.
Okay.
Mino Productions.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that's cool. We can talk about the advantages and disadvantages to that.
Yeah.
Tax implications.
I can tell you the real reason I did it. We'll do that during the break. May have been some financial things. Convoy. Did you get a hold of my buddy?
I
screwed up, man.
No.
We got to get a new board.
Well, that problem with our board. So just
we need Todd coming back.
All right, we're going to run out of time. The listeners, we have a board of what's coming up, and John didn't know when Wednesday was, so he kind of filled up Thursday.
You've done it too.
I did, but today I fixed it. I kind of put the right stuff
on. We got a break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Look at you, Convoy, little Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. How about, okay, Convoy.
Yes.
You know what? The next break, you know what you want?
Okay.
Lawyers, guns, and money.
I'll see if I can find
by
it.
By Warren Zevon. Great song. Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
I'll find it.
Okay, thank
Did
you.
Did some guy die yesterday? Some famous musician?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he played his song. I didn't know who. I never heard his music before.
It was Con, who?
I'll look that up.
Oh. Yeah.
Like real famous?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know if it was on national. I don't know where I saw that, but.
Like suddenly type thing or?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. I don't know.
But what are those like bands like Meatloaf, that kind of band?
Well, he's dead.
Yo, he died.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I met him one time.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? He was a huge Packers fan.
That's awesome. I did a story with him. There's a couple of those guys out there that are.
Was he like a county fair or something like that here? And I interviewed him and I didn't put it together. Somebody else, I think, put it together. His hero was Fuzzy Thurston.
Wow.
Yeah. And he got to meet Fuzzy Thurston.
That was a big thing for him. That's cool.
He was a high school football player, and Fuzzy Thurston was his hero.
Hmm.
Yeah. He'd be a huge Packer fan.
You know what? We're going to have a great, interesting guest coming on, and you're going to take the last half hour with him alone because I'm going to leave. But I wonder who his hero is. This Christian Collins.
Yeah,
who,
great football. I mean, he did in that state championship game last year was beyond anything. I've covered sports since 1910. And I've never seen anybody have a single game like he had.
He's my neighbor, right? I mean, I know him. Yeah. I see him and his brother and his dog all the time. But I read about him last night a little bit. Wow.
Amazing. Yeah. Incredible.
I was telling Con this morning.
Mind-boggling.
That this guy is fifth highest in the state of Wisconsin in all record keeping for yards. And that game was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
He's a super nice kid. I mean, that's how I know him. I think that's great when great things happen to great people. And this is... Anyway, so he's coming on at 8.
Great.
Talk to him. Ask see who his hero is. Besides you.
Absolutely.
Besides you, of course.
Good point. He'll... Actually, I was talking with our boys from Channel 26, Channel 32. We're doing high school football again this year.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be fun. We're actually getting ready to shoot our pregame show. And that's... You know what? I get this all the time. Hey, Blaine, you still doing this? God darn it. You're like 80 years old to be able to. It's like, I don't care. That's something I still. There's something about Friday night football that I still. There's something about high school sport. I wouldn't do it for the Packers. I wouldn't do it for college, but high school
sports. Yeah, they're working. Yeah.
Just the whole atmosphere, I still love.
Did you do any Notre Dame's games, or isn't that part of your network?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Well, it is, and they're on our schedule this year, but just by chance. For whatever reason, they weren't on our schedule last year.
Who picks them? Do you go into those meetings?
Ted pretty much does it.
Huh.
Yeah. He follows. I mean, he studies that like you can't believe. So.
Do you have a spotter for like with the binoculars? Because your eyes are kind of.
You know, to be honest with you, the booths are so small. You can't really. we're still talking high school.
You?
Yeah. And Ted's such a big body. My God, Ted is like 6'8", and he just takes up a lot of space.
Okay.
There wouldn't be room in 95% of the booth. There wouldn't be room for another person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, I love it. Actually, you know who our spotter is at times?
Who's that?
Mark Hewson.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. That'd be fun. God. Yeah.
And Mark sees everything, and so Mark's kind of like our spotter when he's at the games.
Yeah, that's got to be fun.
It is. Well, just the atmosphere.
Didn't you have to go through like a big assessment? Like, you can't gamble, right?
On high school? No.
But didn't you tell me one time that like to do a sports announcer, you have to fill out this form and you gamble? And I thought they asked a lot.
No, that was for the Wisconsin Herd. That's an NBA thing.
Oh, NBA. Okay.
That's through the NBA. That's why I didn't do it. I'm serious. That's why I said, no, I'm out.
I wouldn't do it. I know, right? Take my fun away?
No. Yeah. Actually, you know what's so funny? I got to show you something. This isn't good. A buddy sent me a picture that he took of me in high school. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah.
All right, hang on one second.
You're going to your reunion, right? 2 weeks?
I don't know.
With the lunch lady?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going or not. Hang on.
Okay.
Anyway. You see me in high school?
Not really, but hey, who are you? Which one are you pointing?
I'm the guy throwing the pass.
Oh, it looks like you're pointing.
No, see the ball's up here.
Oh, you already threw it.
Yeah.
Your hands down. Oh, that's great, John. Good form. Is that why do you have that with you?
He sent it to me last night.
Oh.
He was a photographer. And he's going through all the pictures. He's got like 1,000 pictures of stuff that he took over the years.
You know what's cool about that? I'm doing that right now. Let me tell you. This is something you can do. I was going through my phone and just some pictures of, because it goes back, I don't know, when did I get my phone? What, 20 years? And you can just click the pictures and send them, and they print them for 2 cents each.
Print them? What do you mean print them?
Like they'll send them back to you printed. And then what you do with them is you just take that, and that becomes like a postcard. Just write the address on the back.
Oh, really?
And hey, and you can send, like I would print that out, send it to you and say, hey, John, you know, it's good times. See you at the reunion.
You're not very impressed by that picture.
No, I'm not.
I'm
not.
I thought you'd be a little bit more impressed.
I'm more impressed with the concept.
You're not the slightest bit impressed with that.
She'll look to Con at the break and see.
Convoy.
Maybe I'm missing something. He's got to work over there. Let him alone. Let him alone.
Got this, Johnny. I want to broadcast a game with you. I'd be a good color commentator. Michael, absolutely.
Yeah, he would be.
He's so knowledgeable.
He is.
Wow.
You know, that could work.
Yeah. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So you don't pick the games, though. Okay,
no,
I didn't know that.
We got it. We got the schedule lined up, though, for this year.
All right, that'd be fun.
I just can't announce it yet. We're going to be announcing it. We're doing our... actually, we're shooting our pregame special at Little Chute High School. That's a cool point. You know what?
Little Chute's awesome.
Those little towns
are
so under... I mean, God bless Appleton. We talk about it. Nina, whatever. The Little Chutes, the Grand Chutes,
right.
The Kakanas. They're cool little towns, aren't they? I mean, they got their own identities.
They do, and they you know... They work together.
Yeah.
Is that the one of the Cheese Fest where all the money went back to?
That was a little shoot.
Public parks.
Yes.
That's very, very cool. So,
what have you got, Con? No, you didn't. You failed.
No, I got it. I got it coming up after this.
I'm not listening to it.
After this, after this break, I got it. Don't worry.
All right.
Let's get some coffee and regroup.
Back after this. Warren Zevon, Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Keep it up, keep it up, keep it up.
Is his birthday or what?
No, he's dead. Turn it up, Con. God, these kids. Right?
I was gambling in Havana. All right, let's get to our guest. She's awesome. Come on, this is going to be good.
All right. Pam Yonke, good morning.
I'm with you. Turn it up. I was liking it.
Thank you.
We'd rather listen
Thank
to you,
Thank you
Pam.
Very much.
Pam. You got so much going on to share with our listeners and with us.
Midwest Farm Report.
Yes.
When we had you on the other day, and we just kind of scratched the surface.
Started, yeah.
When you were talking about something which was so, like, compelling. It's like, and it's about the mental health of people in agriculture,
right.
pressure.
It's Mental Health Awareness Month for men.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that, and then it's like people talk a lot about different industries, and people don't really think about but people don't, you know, the corporate thing or divorces and all that, but people don't really think about the entrepreneur, the farmer, the risk they take, and there's some issues there. And Pam, you want to just, we started talking about it, we ran out of time. You want to pick up on some of that?
Jump in right where we were, Pam, if you don't mind. In fact,
yeah.
Hey, Pam, do
no
favor.
Problem,
Pam,
fellas.
Do me a favor, though. Introduce yourself. Tell everybody what you do.
Yeah. I thought everybody knew. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sure. Happy to do it. Happy to do it. Yeah. So they call me the Fabulous Farm Babe. I'm a Wisconsin born dairy kid from O'Connell County that struck it lucky to find her passion sharing the stories about Wisconsin agriculture. I've been doing it for a couple decades now. I am the farm director of the Midwest Farm Report Network that's heard on Civic Media. We've got 40 radio stations across the state that we're sharing our stories with every day, Monday through Friday, and our website, newsletter, et cetera, doing all that kind of stuff. And like I said, just love trying to help people better understand agriculture today. It's not the bibs and you know, pick a toothpick in the mouth, red barn, white picket fence that many people have been led to believe looks a whole lot different today. And we like to remind people about those changes that have happened. Still, 98% of Wisconsin is family farms. So no matter what you drive past, no matter how big that dairy barn may look, it probably is multi-generations that are there, which can lead to some of the stress that we're talking about. So the first thing I want people to realize is that farmers, specifically male farmers, are one of the highest risk for suicides that we have in the United States. They are two times, I believe, more likely to commit suicide than any other demographic. And part of what you brought up is part of the reason why. Most of what agriculture involves are beyond the control of an individual farmer, namely weather. You know, right now this morning, I'm using our talk text line, and we're talking a lot about the rain. Toma this morning checking in with 7 inches of rain. Fond du Lac this morning picked up more than 2 inches of rain. Power out. If you're like me, I need air conditioning. So do our cows. So farmers are waking up trying to deal with that. The other reason why farmers seem to fall into a very high risk category for suicide, a couple different things. In Wisconsin, we're really comfortable with alcohol. It's kind of just the way a lot of us grew up. The other thing is in agriculture, we're pretty familiar with firearms. Hunting obviously is something that a lot of people in Wisconsin enjoy. Farmers are part of that category. So when you put the two together and then you put in commodity prices we cannot control, weather that we cannot control, dynamics of being very much alone in agriculture. There was a time when husband and wife or maybe the kids were always around. Now a lot of these farming operations, it's kind of just me, myself, and the dog. Or maybe it's another employee, but not many neighbors around that we have to share, you know, thoughts with. So we really noticed a severe downturn in mental health in the entire agricultural community happened during the pandemic. Farmers are generally social creatures. They like to be with each other. Well, all of our farm conventions were canceled. Sports, they love to get out and support the kids at sports. Well, that's not happening. Church, another foundation that a lot of agriculture leans on. Well, we're not really going to church or we're not interacting the same way. So all of a sudden that isolation, I know my husband's in agriculture as well. And even to go out and visit a farm as an agribusiness, the protocol that was in place meant that you had to stay 6 feet away from that farmer. So, you know, that just, it wow. puts an awkward space in and again, lend to that mental health concern that we've got for agriculture. Now, the good news is when we opened Pandora's box during the pandemic, we also realized the shortage of tools that were available, not just for Wisconsin farmers, but farmers in general. And that's when we really saw funding start to stream in for services that are kind of designed not just for farmers, but for their families as well. Mm-hmm. You know, think about it. Farm families face not only the stress of being in agriculture, but they face the stress that a lot of families deal with in general. Alcohol abuse, domestic abuse, drug problems in rural communities, that may be part of the mix here. So the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection really championed a couple different things that Wisconsin farmers have been able to lean on. The first is always the Wisconsin Farm Center Hotline. Now that's housed within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. It's a fantastic staff that does a lot of different things. They are not only about your mental health, but they're also counselors in farm finances. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can't figure out how to make ends meet. They will help you when it comes to dairy questions. Maybe cows are just stumping you as far as why they're not producing or why they're sick. They'll help you there. They will connect you with attorneys if you're looking at transition or generational planning. Just a lot of things in one spot. And that number is 800-942-2474. Again, that's 800-942-2474. Or you can also send them an email, farmcenter@wisconsin.gov. Now they handle calls and emails during normal business hours.
Hey, Pam, I just want to jump in real quick on one quick thing here. When you mentioned tools, I mean, just you weren't talking about that literally. You're talking about legal and mental type of health type of tools that are available to those people. But with that being said, aren't they kind of an independent breed of people?
Too proud, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's probably our biggest. That's honestly, boys, that's probably our biggest obstacle right there is number one, for that individual to admit that they need help.
Yeah.
Because we are very much and you know this to be true. You guys are from Wisconsin. In agriculture, it's all about, come on, tough nut.
Yeah.
Right. You lace up your boots,
yep.
Get up, get out there, work it off, that type of thing. And like I said, I grew up in agriculture. This is my whole life. And I understand that stigma to get especially a male to admit that they need help is paramount to trying to find, get answers. But boy, oh boy, I have had too many stories where getting them to admit that never happens. And then the family suffers a loss.
Yeah.
And like I said, sometimes it's been happening over years. It's not a one incident. It's not a barn fire. It's not a farm accident. It's not one incident. It's something that seems to generally build over time. And then finally, it's just somewhere they reach a tipping point. But you're exactly right. And those counselors that I mentioned at the Wisconsin Farm Center are trained to listen for keys, for tells.
Right.
Something in your voice, something that you say. I had a really eerie conversation with an insurance agent the other day. Now remember, I am immersed in agriculture. This is all I do. And he just came up to me and he said, "Hey Pam, keep doing what you're doing." He said, "Yeah, I just had a guy call me the other day, wanting to know about the value of his life insurance." Mm. And he said that automatically set off sirens. He said, when somebody calls and asks about life insurance, he said, I automatically start kind of rallying resources around them so that they have people paying close attention to them. Because generally, the only reason why a farmer is inquiring about something like that is they are starting to mentally plan to take care of, and they want their family taken care of. They want the farm taken care of.
That you talked about the pressures of, uncontrollable forces, the external, the weather, the commodity pricing, the isolation. But the pressure on me would be to kind of screw up or mess up or lose a generational business. I would think of my great-great-grandfather who's never met, but say, what is he looking down on me thinking? That would be like, I've made some money, I've lost some money, but it was always mine. I just wouldn't want that pressure.
Totally agree.
That would be like...
And that's got to be there, huh?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some of the things we're talking about will never go away. The weather issues, the whatever.
Yeah.
That's just part of the game, huh?
But to lose that after four generations, I'd be like,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like I said, I am fourth generation on our family farm in O'Connell County. We still farm. Now, granted, my broadcast headquarters in Madison, but you will see my truck burning up and down highways all the time when it's time for the cows are gone, but we still do cash crops. And you're right, carrying that mantle of continuing the legacy of that farm is a big responsibility. And the other thing is, when farms are forced through economics or otherwise to sell the cows, change professions per se, they may still have the farm, but maybe the cows leave.
Yeah.
The identity of that farmer leaves. I hear this time and time again. If I'm not a farmer, what am I?
That's their identity.
Completely. And I try to tell them, you don't realize how good you are. A farmer is an accountant. A farmer is a nutritionist. A farmer is a mechanic. A farmer is, a community spokesperson. A farmer is a nutrient manager. They do so many things in their life farming, but if those cows go, my identity is gone. And getting them to think beyond milking cows, beyond plowing fields, is really a challenge. And I had mentioned to your producer before, there's a gal named Jess Beauchamp. She actually lives in Abrams. She is the farmer wellness counselor. And I've talked to Jess, and those questions and those conversations happen often with her. She also is a free service provided through the Department of Agriculture, but it's a different phone number. And they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
And the Farmer Wellness Hotline is 888-901-2558. I'll give it again, 888-901-2558. And what Jess does is listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you call that number and somebody is going to listen.
Pam, we got to send it to
what they also.
Wait, Pam, we have to send it to a quick break. Can you hang on? Can we,
yeah, this is, this some is, other stuff. This is,
yeah, we're
so
just going to send it a quick break. We're going to have you back on in 2 minutes. Pam Yonke, the Farm Babe Midwest Farm Report. This is fascinating stuff. Back right after this.
How was I to know? She was with the Russians too.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mondo the Mayor here. Good looking Tuesday morning, 72 in Green Bay, 71 in Appleton, 71 in Oshkosh. High today, 72 degrees. It is swimming lap day. Swim a lap day. I'm going to do that. If I knew how to swim, I would do that.
You do that, yeah. It's...
We're with Pam Yonke. And Pam,
where do you see a swimming lap day? Where's that? Where'd you know that?
Under high 72. See it?
Oh.
Yeah. Pam, we just got a text.
From Vicky.
Pam, just from Vicky. Pam J is absolutely crushing it this morning. Great content. Thank you for educating us. So those are the people that are listening right now, Pam, and you're bringing such important stuff to the forefront.
That we don't talk about.
Right. Didn't even know about.
No,
I
that's
didn't
what's
know.
Cool about this show right. is we kind of bring some stuff to the surface.
That we didn't know.
Right.
Because we don't know a lot of
things. Well, there's a lot of stuff.
There's
we don't
a lot
know.
Of
I'm talking
stuff
about
we don't
our
know.
Listeners know a
We're
lot more.
We're just scratching the surface.
Hey, I want to talk about mental health, but I also want to... We just talk about the connections that farmers have that they can't control. Even this Iran thing, right? Doesn't that affect farming a little bit? Do we send product to them? Exporting.
Lately, since the 1970s, not so much. But I did pull some statistics that I thought were interesting just in case there's a consumer out there that feels a disconnect. Might want to keep an eye on pistachios. Iran is the number one pistachio grower in the world, ahead of the United States. They are also big in certain fruits, like in raisins, things like that. I don't see a lot of impact on things like dairy or livestock. But remember, some of the technologies that we've got in Wisconsin may end up going to Iran, where they are still working to try to make sure that they are food secure themselves.
Yeah.
They do not have as much arable land for agriculture as we have in the United States. So I'm learning a little bit more there as well. But like I said, on the short term, not a big impact for Wisconsin agriculture.
But exporting is a big part of their business, right? Just exporting.
Well,
go ahead. I just think that
exports a big part of our business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I have some friends who are in manufacturing, and I think that tariff thing is settling down a little bit, but they're like, holy mackerel, are these guys going to be a customer or not, you know? That's something else that's out of their control. I just, the more I think about it, the less, I mean, it's great. It's rewarding. You're feeding the community, but I don't know, maybe too much risk for me on that. And I love risk.
I could never do it. Hey, Pam, did you see the movie? I know I asked you this the last time you were on, Green and Gold. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I was at the premiere.
What did you think? I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was a little cheesy with the Packer aspect, but what did you? I thought that kind of like, boy, it kind of opened my eyes to the fact that if this is based on reality, how farmers and I mean, it's serious stuff, huh?
Well, it remember it was the reality of the 90s,
right?
Not today,
right?
although I am a diehard Packer fan and I love agriculture, so those two components were there. Do not think that the way that Craig T. Nelson was farming outside of Sturgeon Bay is kind of the way we're farming today. But green and gold, I love it. I endorse it, support it. If you haven't seen it, try to watch it, because it is a good story to get people connected with some of the challenges of agriculture.
Yeah, I don't think people use horse and plow anymore the way he did, right?
Correct.
Hey, Pam, we're talking a little bit more about it. We're Pam Yonke here, the Farm Bay Midwest Farm Report. You are so passionate about this. I can't think that agricultural people could possibly have a better advocate you.
Well, like I said, there's a lot of us out there. I just happen to be lucky enough to be an old broad in this business, so have built an audience. You know how it is. Half the time in radio or broadcast is just hang on and survive. Well, I've been very fortunate to kind of be the dodo bird. You don't see many of me anymore. So the uniqueness and the specialized area that I talk about is something that people really care about and cared about, especially during the pandemic. And now I've got a staff of six that are young enough to be my kids, and they are just as passionate, just as excited, and just as ready to carry the baton and help people better understand where their food comes from and how difficult anymore these days it is to get it to your table and still find profitability.
Pam, I want to circle back to, we have a few minutes left, but I want to circle back to the services that are offered. You mentioned two, you gave us some 800 numbers that they can contact given really any issue. Is that all confidential? Because maybe they want to call at night when brother's not around or the kids aren't around.
Oh, for sure.
All right, that's cool.
And you bring up an excellent point that I hear from the counselors all the time. Number one, of course, it is always confidential, absolutely confidential. And the other thing is, you're right. Jess Beauchamp was telling me some of her call volumes will tend to go up after about 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
You know, when you can't get away from your brain and you're by yourself or you're out in a tractor and you're just driving, trying to get crops in or trying to harvest, and you're all by yourself. That is when a lot of people feel most comfortable to try to open up their soul to a complete stranger that isn't going to judge, doesn't know your background or anything like that. You are exactly right. And quite frankly, fellas, I give a rat's derriere when you call. The catch is call.
Yeah.
Make an effort. Reach out. You don't want to leave people behind. Don't leave people behind. And if you feel like somebody in your family, I don't care if it's agriculture or not, if you feel like they're at risk, one thing that I've been told by the trainers is ask them.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're suicidal? Because sometimes just that in their face question will shake them into reality that they need to reach out or they need to unburden themselves. And but I don't know if I'd have, that's a big question. You know what
sure
I mean?
Is. You so don't make them mad,
I do soul searching myself, but it's something to think about.
Pam, we got 30 seconds. Tell people how they can hear you.
Love to. MidwestFarmReport.com. We've got our podcast playlist. We've got a downloadable app. And of course, any of the civic media partners that we've got, you can pick us up every day, Monday through Friday. We'd love to share our stories. Thanks, guys.
We love
You're
having
awesome,
you on.
Pam.
You're fantastic.
That was great.
Thank you for what you do, Pam Yonke. We get center break back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.